Block the state's near total abortion ban.
Judge Maya Garrett-Gamble allowing Dallas area mother Kate Cox to have an abortion without fear her doctor would go to jail. Her unborn baby diagnosed with a fatal chromosomal abnormality that could result in health issues for her, like infertility. Judge Garrett-Gamble saying not allowing the procedure would be a miscarriage of justice. The state's expected to file an appeal. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Authorities are still trying to piece together what led to a mass shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. The gunman killed three people before he was killed by police. CBS's Daniel Backus.
The UNLV campus is about 2 miles from the Las Vegas Strip, and specifically the Mandalay Bay Resort, which is the site of the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history.
Many UNLV students described the panic they felt knowing an active shooter was nearby.
We had to close the door and barricade all the tables up, about six tables up. I'm still scared out of my mind right now.
Police are still trying to determine a motive. On his way into his civil fraud trial in New York.
There's not a judge in the country that would have even taken this case. This is a witch hunt.
Familiar words from former President Trump as he lashed out at the case and the judge. Legal analyst Rebecca Royfe says his strategy might not play out too well.
You're attacking the person who's supposed to determine the outcome of this case. And that strategy, again, is designed for a kind of public relations. If this doesn't work, I want to completely undermine and delegitimize whatever comes out of it so that nobody believes that there's any validity there.
Trump is scheduled to be the final witness called in his own defense on Monday. On to the war between Israel and Hamas. CBS's Cammy McCormick has the latest.
The U.S. has resumed drone flights over Gaza. They'd been used in the past to help search for hostages held by Hamas, but the flights paused during the ceasefire. That collapsed last week. The Pentagon says these drone flights are meant to help Israel in its hostage recovery efforts.
So does the punishment fit the crime? Here's CBS's Steve Kathan.
In Parma, Ohio, a 39-year-old mother of four has been sentenced for throwing hot food in the face of a Chipotle worker during an argument over a burrito bowl that went viral. Rosemary Hain will spend a month in jail, and the judge also ordered her to spend 2 months in a fast food job.
She's going to have to go out and find that job behind the line. She's apologized. The judge, though, says the behavior was unacceptable, adding, "This is not the Real Housewives of Parma." Checking Wall Street today, the Dow is up 96 points, NASDAQ up 184. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a nationwide recall on several brands of cinnamon applesauce puree pouches containing high levels of lead. Three suspected cases in Wisconsin are being investigated due to children having eaten one of these products. Brands include Wanabana Apple Cinnamon Fruit Puree Pouches, Schnucks Brand Cinnamon Flavored Applesauce Pouches and Variety Pack, and Weiss Brand Cinnamon Applesauce Pouches. A blood lead level test is the only way to know if someone has been exposed. There is no safe lead level for any person of any age. Young children are most susceptible to the effects of lead because their bodies and brains are still growing. The United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties announces the winners for the $1,000 sweepstakes. This year's winners are Zachary Krings of Solaris, Jerry Lacey of Westrock, Don Lowe of Woodtrust Bank, Kimberly Risto of Associated Bank, and Kathy Sparks of Kerber Rose. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 34 tonight, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 49. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow night, 32. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 49.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this December 7th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in Kayla Rombalski, Community Development Educator with Extension Wood County. Looking forward to that. Right now, our good friend Ben Eberline is in with us, Community Engagement Director with the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Ben, good to see you.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
How you been, man?
Fantastic. I love this time of year.
Yeah? Yeah, you a Christmas guy?
Yeah, I just love it. Yeah, it's just everybody seems to be in a great mood. It's great to, you know, see you too. I see you've got a big smile on your face today.
Yeah, it's a great time of year. We love this holiday season, and you are in good in a good place. Terry, I know, is huge about Christmas and this time of year, so you're in a good place. Good place for that. Ben, I want to get into the stock boxes. I want to talk some of that with you, but if you don't mind rewinding for a second, I do want to remind everybody that the Silent Wreath auction has wrapped up. Big thank you to everybody in the community that bid on these, that got themselves a wreath, and certainly the people that donated them.
Yes, and speaking of festivities, I mean, there were some fantastic wreaths this year.
You guys had to be in the real Christmas spirit around there. You had all these wreaths just hanging out there for a while.
You should see the office. Yeah, there's a few left to be picked up yet. Yeah, and yeah, they're just, I'll be sad to see them go.
Yeah, I bet. And a big thank you to the community for this. Start thinking of ideas and start getting ready for next year's wreath auction, and we look forward to seeing what you guys come up with. Ben, I want to talk stock boxes with you. Let people know what this is first before we dive too deeply into this.
Thanks. Yeah, this is such a fantastic program. It's a free federal program that basically United Way's Hunger Coalition is facilitating locally, so that we can just get more food onto tables. Because you know there's a ton of people in our community that. They could definitely be benefiting. This could be life-changing for a lot of individuals and households. So the stock box program is specifically for seniors, especially seniors that meet the income limit. So which most of our seniors we know in Wood County, based on our Alice data, we've talked about this before, more than half, 54% of our senior households in Wood County, they're struggling financially. So we know there's a lot of people out there who could probably benefit from some extra food.
The Meals on Wheels program, it tells us this. You know, the ALICE report is great data. I appreciate it every year that we get that report and that we have that great work. And the United Way collects that for us, that we get that from you guys. It's greatly appreciated. It gives us a chance to put some numbers behind some of the things that we are talking about. And it's really important when it comes to not only raising awareness, but the vital work that you guys, that we're trying to do here at the radio station, so much of that. That ALICE report really is key to a lot of that, and it's very vital to it. But I believe that a program like Meals on Wheels existing even tells you right away, hey, that part of our population is in need. A part of our population needs help, and we need to be looking out for them. We need to be doing whatever we can to help out. And to extend that, we have something like this, stock boxes. To the clientele that are available for this, again, it's age 60 plus. Let's get into the details of that, household income, a lot of that. So people that aren't aware of this, they might find that they fall into this category.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, this is just a free box of food once a month so that anybody that meets those requirements at 60 or older that has income below $1,508 a month for a single person household. Now, that number will go up, you know, if it's a larger household, the senior can still qualify. Anybody that is 60 plus that thinks, you know, they might meet that income limit, they can get a free box of food once a month. And these things are pretty significant.
And if you're not sure if you qualify, just ask. You know, there's no harm in asking.
Exactly. That's one of my favorite things about this program is it's pretty, you know, not very invasive. It's pretty low barrier in terms of, you know, nobody's going to be checking, you know, your tax returns or something. Mm-hmm. It's self-reported. So we want to make sure that, that comes from the federal program. It's, you know, right. This isn't anything that we're doing locally. It's, you know, obviously we facilitate that program, but I'm just really glad that we have these programs that we aren't asking people to jump through too many hoops to be able to get a resource that they're life relies on. So
what are some of the items that are available in these stock boxes?
Yeah, the great question. It's they're pretty significant boxes. They're about 25 to 30 pounds of food.
Nice.
It does come with a block of cheese, American cheese. Nice. Gotta have cheese. Nice.
Yes, you gotta have that. Yeah.
But other than that, the box is filled with 25 to 30 pounds of shelf stable food. It's meant to be a month's worth of pantry staples. It's a supplement to, you know, senior can go to the grocery store and buy something that's perishable produce, you know, fresh items, and then they can have the stock box that's filled with things like juice or cereal, rice, pasta, you know, other, you know, they can get canned fruits and veggies in this box too. So it's not, you know, they're not only getting, you know, your pantry typical items like the pastas and rices, but you're also going to find, you know, canned meats and shelf stable milk, things like that you probably wouldn't normally think of.
a lot of your basics, a lot of the needs that you have. Also, some stuff you can be really creative with as well.
Absolutely.
That's a nice addition to that. I like that. I want to get into the dates, where they can pick these items up, where they can pick this box up, and those kings. Is this something, Ben, that you need to register for?
Exactly, yes. So, like I mentioned, this is a program that comes from the federal government. You get this, the boxes, through the Hunger Task Force, which is not located in this area. They're located in Milwaukee. So it's a lot of coordination and logistics. So if somebody wants to receive a stock box, they have to register for that. Very easy to do by calling 211. We need at least a week ahead of that distribution date, though, to make sure we have enough boxes for everybody who's registered. So every month, if a senior wants a stock box, they just call ahead and register. Once they're registered with the program, it's pretty easy to we can auto enroll them basically for the next month they would like to be.
Cool feature.
Yeah, they come through and pick it up, and we just say, hey, do you want to stay on for next month? And then they don't have it's a very easy process from there forward.
That's a really smart way to do that. I would love to see the all those app companies do something similar to that, where they just they're just roaming, like they charge you and you don't even remember that you had that charge. Like, that's something that's actually positive in that regard. That's
right.
A really cool thing. It's a really smart way to do that too. And it's one less thing that they have to worry about. Like, oh, did I register this month? That kind of thing. We all get busy. It's understandable that something like that would get lost in the shuffle. That's a really smart way to do that. That's very unique.
Trying to get food into people's hands,
Yeah. That's what this is about. That has to be the headline here. And it's important to note, too, that, again, as Ben has mentioned, this isn't coming local. This isn't directly from our United Way of Southwood Adams County. So this is a national program. That means a lot of families throughout the whole United States needing these boxes. So we really do need those numbers. We really need you to register if you need one of these boxes so we know how many to get, and that we don't take boxes that could be used for another family or another person or something like that.
Yeah, it's a really wonderful program because we're able to coordinate. They're able to use their systems to basically get the amount of food that we need and make a trip throughout the state so they can drop those boxes off in neighboring counties. So we're not the only program. There's other local ones too. So if anybody I don't necessarily know how wide your broadcast goes, but yeah, if there's other people that maybe they're not in Southwood County, you might be able to jump on, call 211, get the information about the program in your neighborhood too, because they are all over.
If you're not listening to us in the Central Wisconsin area, there is a United Way near, there is a United Way by you, and I guarantee that they'll be helpful. There is 211, of course, available throughout the whole state, so that is right there for you as well. Encourage you to reach out and find out more about this program. Ben, I'm curious, did you guys find out about this and reach out about it, or did they reach out to you about this program? How did this come about?
Yeah, excellent question. The Hunger Coalition, this is what we do. We get together. It's all about bringing all of our relevant partners and stakeholders in the community to get together at the same table and talk. And so UW Extension, they do a lot with nutrition and education. They were able to bring that to the coalition. Say, hey, there's this program. They're expanding their reach because, this program was not always available in our area. And so as soon as it was, that was a topic of discussion, obviously we all said, yes, that's a fantastic idea. And then we worked together as a coalition to make it happen.
I ask, one, out of curiosity, that's really cool to hear. That's interesting. But it's also, it ties back to something that Terry and I have been talking about since day one when we talk about the United Way. You guys do so much, and there's so much great work that is done by the United Way, but there's always more that can be done. And I know that Terry and you guys and that team over there are always looking for more ways. How can we, we have United Weekend. We have a great event like that that raises food for our community. You and I are integral, are very intimate with that, that fun event that we get to do every year, and we enjoy running into each other at the ballpark and all that. And the community loves that event so much. There's already events like that in place helping out the Hunger Coalition, but that's not enough. You guys see that's not enough. You guys want to do more. And so you're constantly looking for new ways to bring new things to our community. This is one of those things. I want to credit the United Way. I want to credit the people behind this, bringing this to our community. Our senior population needs us. and they have trailblazed for all of us. Anybody under the age of 65, thank a senior, because they're the part of the reason why we're able to enjoy the things that we enjoy right now. It's time for us to have their back. It's time for us to give them a chance to enjoy the twilight of that and all those things. This is one thing we can do. It may seem so simple, but when we have the United We Can event and things like that, those are events that you can participate in, that you can bring a non-perishable food item, that you can help out our community with. When it comes to something like this that is centered towards a certain dynamic or a certain part of our population, we encourage you to spread the word about this. Make sure everybody knows about this. While we're a very popular radio station, we have very good ratings, we know that not everybody hears this. So we also know that word of mouth is the greatest advertiser. Spread the word about these stock boxes. Make sure that every senior in our community, I don't care if they are living in a $5 billion home, tell them just in case they may know somebody that might need these boxes.
Well, that's, I think, the thing that the Alice data always helps really reinforce in my mind is we do not know what we think we know about our neighbors and our friends and our family members. And we've talked, before about we're all, we don't want to admit when we need help, or we don't want to broadcast that we're in a situation like that. So you never know who might be able to benefit from this. And as much as we can talk and share about this program, that anybody over 60 that, you can share with them that this is available, and they can make it a determination whether they think that their income might meet that that program. So as many people as we can share it with, we want them to know.
You're good at this, Ben. You're very good at this. That's an incredibly important point to bring up, I think. We understand our people. We know what Midwest people are like. We love this about them, but they don't ask for help. they could be in an iron lung, in a complete cast, and still trying to get the mail. That's who we are. That's what we are as people, and we love that about our people. But it also speaks to why it's so important to maybe ask a question. Maybe find out, your neighbor or your grandparent or somebody like that. How are you really doing? It's just us here. Come on, tell me. Could you use something like this? I heard about this program, this stock boxes program. It's very quiet. It's low key. Nobody even really knows that you're getting these boxes. Could you use something like this? Or do you know anybody? Maybe an aunt or an uncle, something like that. Chances are, in fact, we know this, Ben, statistically from the Alice Report. Chances are you know somebody that is in need of these boxes.
That's the thing. And, it can all come together. We've got so many, like you said, we're always trying to do more and see what we can do. And it's that things like the Alice data and, every couple of years when we survey the community and find out, what is really the biggest need in our community, or what are the biggest things that we should be focused on. And so it's really nice to have these, data points where we can point to and say, hey, this is where we need to be looking. And so we have things like the stock box program for our seniors. We have single care, which helps with prescription, drug costs. I mean, we have all these things that we just need to, get the word out there so people can actually take advantage of it.
If you or somebody might be in need or could maybe use some of the services that the United Way helps out with and everything, and you're uncertain of some of what those services are or anything like that, another reason to call 211, reach out to the United Way, find out all the ways that they can help you possibly.
Did you know 211 has a new app?
No, yes, I did. Yes, well done, by the way. I actually thought that was a commercial for a second. Did I hit a commercial? That was nice. Good, nice job.
Hey, I'm just learning, gleaning skills from you.
Yeah. I mean, it's showing, brother. It's showing. encourage people to download the 211 app. It is a fantastic idea. I have it on my phone. It's right there anytime you need it. And it is a really resourceful app.
It's really neat, and it's really a great United Way has been really impressive. United Way worldwide, I should say.
Yes.
Adapting and evolving with technology in modern times, to be able to have that, I think, is just massive, because there's so many people that we're very text centric or app centric, and there's a lot of people that don't want to pick up the phone. Yeah. So it's a great alternative.
Yeah. Wherever you get your apps, go there, download the 211 app, and support your United Way. Ben, there are specific dates that this kicks off, and it does kick off next year, correct? The stock boxes?
We're running right now, but I really want to get the word out for next year, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, let's go over the dates and where they can pick these boxes up.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a monthly program. So it's once a month. You can pick up the box at Focus Food Pantry. But again, you got to register ahead of time. So each month we do distribution on the third Tuesday of the month. with the one exception being January.
Yeah, yeah.
With Martin Luther King Jr. Day, it's a federal holiday, so we push it back to that Wednesday. So it's the third Wednesday of January. Mm-hmm. Every other month in 2024 is the third Tuesday.
Very easy to remember and mark on the calendar. Are there reminders sent out or anything like that to families, to people that are getting these boxes?
You keep telling me you're fantastic at this. That's an excellent question. Yes. So two ways that we can do that. One, when you register, you can opt in to get a text reminder, which is really helpful.
Yeah. I could even use that. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And as well as, you know, when you register, like I mentioned earlier, when you come through, you do pick up your box. We'll automatically opt in for next month unless we ask, do you want to be taken off the list for the next month? Then you can opt out. Otherwise, when you get your box and we automatically opt in for the next month and you don't want to be opted out, we give you a little reminder slip that just has the date on it.
It's very helpful to hear something like that, too. And I love the idea, again, of the re-register, that just people can be register and sign up and have that taken care of. But also the idea that, you know, maybe it's a rough month and a family needs it 1 month and they don't need it the next month. So the freedom of that, I think that also can be empowering for that family.
Absolutely.
I just remember growing up having situations like that where every once in a while we needed help from the pantry and we'd pick up a box. But my mother was always very, you know, next month we won't have to. And we felt great. And then we'd go back to the drop off items at the pantry that we had gotten or something like that. things that empower people in these situations only enhance our community. These are people that you are going to be putting into community, are out there in the community, adding to our taxes and all of that. And they have families and making sure these families are fed. Now you may think, well, 60, you know, I don't know about that. That's a little bit older. Most people are retired around there. Not as much anymore. Don't have as many people being able to retire as we used to and everything. People in that age range are working more now than they ever have before, which means all the more why it's important for us to make sure that they are fed, that they have these boxes.
You mentioned Meals on Wheels before, too. There's a lot of, I'm sure, you know, a very large portion of the people that might be able to benefit from this, they may not be able to come through and pick up a box themselves. Mm-hmm. So just, another way that makes this a more accessible program is proxies are allowed. If you have somebody else that could pick up that box for you, if there's a group living situation, it's apartment, assisted living, whatever it is, one person can come and pick up boxes for a number of other people. And, we won't turn you away. So, when you call and register, just let them know, hey, you know, we're going to proxy, or this other person is, I want to let them pick up for me.
That is a really cool thing to be able to offer. That's awesome. That's a very, very unique thing to be able to offer. If you notice what Ben has been talking about here, too, this isn't one of those things where we got to make sure that the right people are getting these boxes. Like, we just want to get this food out there. We want to get these food to the right families, certainly. But they're not going to put you through you're not going to jump through hoops to necessarily do this. We just need to register so we know how many boxes we need. And everything from there is kind of, hey, how do we get this box to you? We'll do whatever we can to help you do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where is the location again? I see our good friends over at the Focus Food Pantry is where you can pick these up.
Yeah, they've been a fantastic host, and their new location over on Grand Avenue, they're at 2321 West Grand Avenue. They've got a really nice big parking lot that makes this a really easy to do a drive-through. So somebody drives up, we just check off, yep, you're registered, box goes in their trunk, and they're on their way.
Want to say a big thank you to Sparhawk Trucking, too, sharing that building, doing a lot in this community, adding to this community like they do. That's a shout out to all of our local businesses to do those things. And the pickup time is 10 to noon, so that's a nice window right there as well to keep in mind. And it's the third Tuesday of the month starting next month.
Exactly. Yep. And just a reminder that January with Martin Luther King Jr. Mm-hmm. Day on that Monday, that month has just shifted, so that January is on a Wednesday. Every other month, you're exactly right, third Tuesday.
And if people want to find out if they're eligible for this or if they would like to register, what is that number again?
It's three digits. It's 211.
Yeah, 211, everybody. And make sure to download the app if you get the chance. Go to your app store and download 211. And reach out to Ben and the team if you have any questions about this program. It's a wonderful program. And again, please do spread the word about this. We know that there are people out there that may not hear this message, that may not hear about this. Encourage them to look into it, to find find out more about it.
It's free.
Yeah, it's free. It's a free program, everybody. I mean, you can't beat free. You can't beat that. Ben, we got like 4 minutes left. I, if you don't mind, I wanted to touch on just a couple of other cool things that are going on with the United Way. There is a calendar raffle sponsorship available to people right now to where they can be a part of the great calendar that you guys put together.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really fun way that you can support our annual campaign. So yeah, we're looking ahead to next year already because it's important that, you know, we continue to support the 30 partner programs that we fund in the community that are doing direct service, amazing work every day.
Yeah, tickets are $10 each or 3 for $20. Tickets can be purchased at the United Way office from 8:30 to 4, right over at 351 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Drawings are held daily at 11 a.m. and winners will go back in for future drawings. I can't believe you guys do that. The lottery doesn't even do that. That's awesome. Winner goes back in the future drawings. That's so cool. And a total of $2,400 in prizes are available for this. So we encourage everybody, of course, to be a part of this. But if you're a business out there, you're somebody that would like to be a part of things at the United Way and sponsor one of the dates on this calendar, cannot encourage you enough to do that. Just speaking on a marketing angle of things, it is an incredibly great way to market yourself. Without a commercial, without a big poster or any of these things, just your logo attached to the United Way with other businesses. I cannot stress to you how much I hear from this community. They appreciate that, and they see that your business is attached with the United Way, and they want to put into that business. More and more people in this community and communities around the whole country are taking the buy local, support local to heart. They are supporting only the businesses that put back into their community. And we encourage you to be one of those businesses. We encourage you to be a part of this and work with the United Way. For every penny you spend, I can make the debate. I can make the argument that you're getting more than 25 cents on the dollar. Like, I mean, more of a return on your. And I just said that the wrong way. I meant to reverse that. I'm not great with money. The return that you get on your investment is unparalleled with the United Way, well, almost more than any other company or any other nonprofit you can work with because of all the different things the United Way does, all the stuff that they are involved in the community. That logo you see all over the place. Its calendars are going to be everywhere. So the advertising end of this as a business, if I was running a business, you guys would have me on like right there on speed dial. I would be there for every single thing that you guys do. I think it's almost foolish not to be. It's great advertising. It's smart. Then there's the heart part of this, and the part that goes really to the core, I think, of most of our listeners and most of our community, Ben. And that's that I want to do something in my community. I want to help. What can I do? There's so much going on. There are so many different things that pull at our heartstrings and stuff. But this is one of those things that you can be a part of, this calendar or any of the other things going on with the United Way. And you know by doing those things, especially this time of year when it feels extra good, that you're not only putting back into your community, but you are helping the future of this community. You're adding to the future of this environment.
It's great. You know, it is. I think you hit all the high notes there. You're sponsoring a spot on our calendar raffle. It's fantastic. It's going to get your name out there. Plus, you know, it's still the end of 2023. So if you've got some funds flowing you want to use for next year, I'm not an accountant or anything, so don't take my word for it. But I'm pretty sure that works like that. It's great. We get those calendars into hundreds and hundreds of hands and eyeballs on those. So definitely, yeah, if you didn't know about that, it's a great opportunity to get your word out there.
And Terry and I, I'm sure, will be talking more and more about this as we get closer to it. But I do want to remind everybody that to mark their calendars for January 10th, the United Way is going to be having their thank you celebration. That'll be a fantastic, wonderful event taking place at Bullseye Golf Club right here in Rapids. That's going to be a fun one. I'm looking forward to that. Be sure to mark your calendars January 10th, that thank you celebration going on. We thank you, Ben. We appreciate you. Again, if people want to find out more about these stock boxes or anything Ben and I have talked about today, how can they reach you, Ben?
Please give me a call at United Way. Our phone number at the office is 715-421-0390. And as always, you can feel free to call 211 with any kind of questions. Or if you forget our office number, just call 211.
You can visit the United Way's website, uwswac.org. Be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great follow and support your United Way. Ben, we appreciate you. Say hi to everybody over there for me.
Thank you so much for having me. Will do.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The town of Rome will hold their town board meeting tonight, December 7th, from 5 to 6 p.m. In Portage County, the Solid Waste Management Board will meet at noon on Friday, December 8th. The meeting will be held at the Portage County Annex in Conference Room 5. The 7th Annual Christmas Tree Walk continues tomorrow at the Southwood County Historical Museum in Wisconsin Rapids. They'll be open on December 8th from 5 to 8 p.m. This is a free event and open to all ages. They're open during the weekend on Saturday and Sunday from noon to 4. Opening night is tomorrow at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater for their Christmas show, A Candle in the Window. A group of weary travelers discover the power of the season when trapped by a blizzard in a lonely train station. Performances run December 8th, 9th, 14th, 15th, and 16th at 7 p.m. and a 2 p.m. matinee performance on the 16th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 34 tonight, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 49. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow night, 32. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 49.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this December 7th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here, and joining us in studio, our great friend, Kayla Rumbalski, community development educator with Extension Wood County. Kayla, good to see you.
Hi, good to see you, James. Thanks so much for taking the time.
I have to say right out the gate, I know we have a lot to talk about today, but I cannot help myself. I love that. Is that a blazer? Is that what do they
it
got?
It is. Yeah, it's a fancy blazer.
I dig that.
Extension branded.
I want to work at Extension just to get one of those. It's really cool.
What I love the most about it is it's very cozy.
It looks
nice, and it's kind of like a sweatshirt.
Perfect. Perfect this time of year.
Exactly.
That is really nice, though. That's very cool. Mm-hmm. Kayla, I know that we're here today. Our main focus is going to be clean sweep.
Yeah.
And I want to get into that. To start off, for those that may not know, why clean sweep? What is clean sweep?
That's a great question. So clean sweep is a DAT cap. There's an acronym, the first of I'm sure many. DATCAP is the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture and Consumer Protection. So it's a DATCAP funded program. It exists in communities across the state. Wood County's program is for agricultural and household hazardous wastes. So when we talk about clean sweep, we're talking about that shelf in your garage that has the Roundup on it, the garden chemicals, maybe it's got some paint that you repainted your kitchen years ago and you still have the primer and the latex paint left from that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's you've got a little bit of a shop on the side, and so you've got some automotive chemicals, those types of things. Or even just household, so, nail polish remover. A lot of times that stuff ends up in the garbage, and that's really not the best for the environment. It's not the best for the workers at the dump or at the waste facility where that's arriving, because it really... Those chemicals are hazardous and can cause some issues when they're mixed in with all of the regular trash.
I'm guessing all of our Wisconsin listeners are pretty tired of hearing about PFAS.
Right.
We've been talking a lot about this for quite a while now and everything.
Yeah.
If you really want that conversation to stop, there's a couple of things you can do, and we've talked about them many times, but one of them is being a part of Clean Sweep and making sure that these things go and are disposed of in the right places, and we're not putting them back into the earth. And if you're doing that, you are individually, you are contributing not only to the planet hurting and all those things.
Right.
But I understand that not everybody cares about that. But how about our ag industry? How about our farmers? How about that? I imagine that 99%, if not 100% of the audience cares about that.
Yes.
You're hurting them.
Exactly.
You're hurting our industry. How about entertainment, visitors, people that come to this state and spend their money and add to the overall economy of this state and everything.
Right.
That doesn't happen if we don't have a state that's beautiful that people want to come to.
Exactly. Right? We tout so much that we have great recreational areas and a beautiful state that people travel to. I mean, think about the craziness that's just ended with the fall colors and people trying to come to central Wisconsin and north central Wisconsin to see the fall colors. They come from all over. Mm-hmm. And that wouldn't be the case if we didn't have, you know, a great environment.
We keep polluting our planet. That's what we're going to end up with. You get what you put in. And we got to put these things in the proper places.
Exactly. And I think it's kind of ironic that this program falls under me. I am not a conservationist. I don't have a background in conservation or solid waste management, recycling. But I'll call it a legacy in quotes program that has always fallen under the community development position at Extension. But it also makes sense because it's a community improvement project, right?
Right.
And I think about it sometimes makes me think of my first year in central Wisconsin. I came for college at UWSP. I lived in the dorms. And I remember I had a soda bottle. I'll never forget this. I had a soda bottle that I went and I was throwing out in the garbage in the middle of the hallway in like the shared space in the residence halls. And some like big burly guy who to me, I mean, he probably was just a year older than me, but to me as like an intimidating college freshman, right? First time in a communal living situation. I was very intimidated by him. And he comes over and he's like, no, you need to take that out of there. You can't put that in the trash. You need to recycle it. It needs to be recycled. Mm-hmm. It's just what has to happen. And I, of course, very shyly plucked the soda can out of the garbage, put it in the right receptacle. And that has stayed with me, you know, now years later. Because it's something that's important for everyone. We all have to do our part, right? Regardless of whether you're, in this case, a natural resources major at the university or you're, you know, you have no background in conservation, you can still do your part to help the environment.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. That was a great story. That's a good one. And it speaks to some, I think, that's very similar to a lot of people out there that have other stories like that. I always mention this because any chance to brag about my mom I'm going to take. My mom was really ahead on this stuff and had us recycling long before it was something we nationally did. Mm-hmm. And even then, she was like that burly guy. My version of that is my mother.
Sure.
Just Jimmy, that doesn't go in
the
there.
The same amount of intimidation.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Jewish guilt is real. It is heavy. It is. That woman has never had to lay a finger on me, just looks at me. And I'm like, okay, yes. Yeah. And that's something that we all as a country, as a nation, kind of had to get used to. Even those like my mother that understood a lot of this stuff. Over the decades, we have gotten better and better to a point where now we just do this. Mm-hmm. We don't even really think much about it. The plastic goes in the green, but this goes in that or something. Nowadays, we understand, okay, garbage goes out this week. What week does recycling go out? Do the neighbors have their recycling?
Pretty much.
I want to know.
We do the same thing at my house.
Yeah, and who's that one family that actually does know? Because the whole rest of the neighborhood's following their lead.
Yeah.
We've gotten so into a routine of this that we have little inside jokes like that we all get.
Mm-hmm.
But that also brings me to the point of, with everything we know, I think we kind of like shuffle, I already know everything about recycling.
Right.
I'm certain that I know all this and everything. And that's where I think another thing that Clean Sweep is so vital for, informing people of what is recyclable and what you can throw away at your home and what you can't. I don't expect people to have this as common knowledge. I don't, and I don't imagine most people do. So Clean Sweep is not only a chance to get rid of these items, but to bring awareness and attention to how serious it is that we get rid of these, dispose of these items in the proper way.
Exactly. So for Wood County, our Clean Sweep event historically has been one Saturday a year.
Mm-hmm.
And we have realized that that's not enough. Yeah. Uh,